deep love of Jesus. Free, incomprehensible, mighty. Rolls like the wide sea. Full and blessing over me. His love's rich stream surrounds me. Leads me onward, leads me upward to the rest in the heavenly dome. Oh, the deep love of Jesus, be praised. From place to place, how he loves, always loves, without change, on and on. How he gives us so richly. How he died as the Son of Man. How he always remembers us. Even before the throne. Deep love of Jesus. No one loves like you, Lord. It is a sea of blessing to me. And a port of sweet rest. Oh, the deep love of Jesus. Is heaven's heaven to me? It raises to glory. For it lifts me, Lord, to Thee. Light your fire, Lord, in my heart. May it burn bright, dear Savior. What I am and have shall be thine. In thy hands clasp me fast. Source of life and source of joy. You make the darkness of my soul light. You hear my prayer. You are the help in all my affliction. Jesus, my Savior, my Lord and God. Preserve me when Satan threatens. Thou art the Saviour, Lord, from sin and death. In the world's night darkness shines for me the star. Lord, stay with me, never be far from me. Source of life and source of joy, you make the darkness of my soul light. You hear my prayer. You are the help in all my affliction. Jesus, my Savior, my Lord and God. Soon God's eternal light will shine on us. Rejoice, O soul, and despair not. Let the lamentations be silent when the song resounds. With joyful faith, our Lord is coming soon. Source of life and source of joy, you make the darkness of my soul light. You hear my prayer. You are the help in all my affliction. Jesus, my Savior, my Lord and God. Dear brothers and sisters, we warmly welcome all of you who are now joined to hear the word from a cold mouth. Yes, we would like Brother Frank to be with us once again. But we are also grateful that we can still hear this video message fresh from a cold mouth. We thank the Lord that He will keep, guard, and bless His servant and give him new strength so that we can still hear the word from a cold mouth. Let us read a word from the Bible. I read from Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 27 to 31. Isaiah 40 verse 27 to 31. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So far, this precious word. The Lord is still gracious and faithful. The Lord is the same. For He is Almighty. He is God who was from the beginning. He does not change. And His mercy remains mercy. His faithfulness remains faithfulness. Even if we humans change, God does not change. And we have read, those who wait for the Lord will receive new strength. May this also happen to us, that we are strengthened anew by this word reflection today, that we may really go home again from this place with joy, because we have heard the word of God. May the Lord bless our beloved brother Frank, strengthen him in body, soul and spirit. Let us pray. Faithful Heavenly Father, to you be praise, honor and thanksgiving for all your faithfulness, for all your goodness. Yes, you are the same. You still hear when we call to you. You let us walk in your ways, Lord. And please, Lord, hold your protecting hands over each one you have called. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that we can still be gathered. Lord, may you bless us from the riches of your grace. We praise and extol your wonderful and glorious name. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, I too would like to greet you very warmly from Zurich, and wish God's blessings to all in all nations and languages, and that all may understand the message correctly and experience their preparation for the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. Brother Scherer read a powerful word from Isaiah 40. We all know what is written in verse 3. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight a highway for our God. The prophet Isaiah set out in a special way the birth of the Savior and everything that followed and was part of the plan of salvation. We are grateful to the Lord for His precious and holy word. Now, when we have this broadcast from Zurich, let me make the remark that Brother Branham could not forget the meetings in Switzerland. He kept referring to it, even showing his watch and saying, this is a Swiss watch that cost $300. He has been received as a servant of God. And so thousands have been blessed in the meetings in 1955. We don't want to go into all the details anymore. Our concern is to really bring the last message to God's people and to ask all to believe from the heart, because unbelief is a sin that simply brings separation from God. Faith connects with God and God's Word. Unbelief detaches from God and God's Word. And therefore, may it be given to us to believe from the heart what God has promised and what He is doing. We will briefly look at two verses from the text that Brother Scherer read. Here you go. We read from Isaiah 40, verse 28. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Hast thou not heard? Do you not know who God is and what God is? That He is from eternity to eternity. Unsearchable is His power and faithfulness. He sustains those who fall. He helps those who are in need. His mercy is great. Even today, He raises up all who have fallen. Even today, He helps all who come to Him and blesses them from the riches of His grace. Here you go. We read from Romans 1, verse 1 and 2. Romans 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which He had promised afore by His prophets in the Holy Scriptures. To this we say Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, we are not dealing with Paul and Peter, but with the living God who has revealed Himself to us in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. And our Lord then proceeded to establish the church. First, the redemption through the blood of the new covenant, and then the establishing of the New Testament church. The redeemed are the most precious God has on earth. For nothing did he give himself, but for us. He became like us in the flesh, to take upon himself all our needs and sins, everything that weighed us down and separated us from God, to die on the cross, to give us forgiveness by grace and reconciliation with God. And we are very grateful that redemption really involves the whole person, soul, spirit, and body, everything, the complete redemption, the complete forgiveness of sins, and the reconciliation with God. We have been able to experience with our soul by grace. Then, secondly, the total deliverance of our spirit from all passions, from everything that has oppressed us, that has tormented us. We have been set free through the blood of the Lamb. And then, thirdly, the redemption of the body, namely already in advance, the healing that God has given us. So, the three things, spirit, soul, and body, have been included in the redemption. And we belong to God completely after spirit, soul, and body, and have consecrated ourselves to Him, and will now experience our preparation for His coming by grace. Here you go. We read from Galatians 1, verse 11 and 12. Galatians 1, verse 11 and 12. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the first word we heard that Paul received a direct calling. He could say when it happened, where it happened, at what time it happened. And therefore, he was given the divine authority for the divine calling. And for the proclamation of the divine word and the divine message of salvation, it simply belongs that we have received a divine calling. And then he could say that his proclamation was not man-made, but God-made, that he did not speak to please men, but proclaimed the counsel of God under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And for that We are grateful. Not his opinion. Not his words. But the divine message of salvation was proclaimed by him. And I may say, I can testify to the same. I have never preached the word according to man's way and manner, but always as it is written, by the grace of God and through the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And that is what it is all about now. The commission given to Brother Branham was to bring the last divine message before the return of Jesus Christ. And so we thank the Lord that he carried out his commission, and that after his departure, the message could be carried into the whole world. Here you go. We read from 1 Timothy 1, verse 3. 1 Timothy 1, verse 3. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Paul, who placed such great value on the holy preaching of the holy word, had to tell Timothy, I have left you there that you may command those who present false doctrines, that you command them in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, not to present strange doctrines, but only what God promised in his word, and those things which are written therein. Only that was allowed to be preached, and that still applies today. All others can proclaim what they want. Those who were truly called and sent by God may only say what God has said and proclaim what was proclaimed in the beginning by the apostles. Here you go. We read from Revelation 2, verse 2. Revelation 2, verse 2. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. This too is such a serious word. You have tested them. How? On the basis of the word of God. You tested them, who claimed to be apostles, and you found them liars, because they did not agree with the holy teaching of the apostles in their preaching. The same is still true today. all who do not agree 100% with the doctrine of the apostles have added their own interpretations, and these are lies that they proclaim. Therefore, it must be emphasized, the time has come to believe only God, for every man is a liar, and he who is of God hears God's word. Amen. Here you go. We read from Galatians 1, verse 8. Galatians 1, verse 8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Such a serious word. Even if an angel were to come from heaven and preach to you a message of salvation other than this, let him be accursed. Let him come clothed in white and with a pious face, if he does not agree with the proclamation left here by the apostles, you can forget him. He has no calling. He who has a divine calling will preach the same divine word as the apostles did. Here you go. We read from 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10 and 11. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10 and 11. We read verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. This is a serious word, because they received not the love of the truth. To personally experience their salvation, that is why God has sent them strong delusion. Because they did not accept what was given by the Spirit of God, but presented their own mind, their own knowledge, and therefore God allowed that they were given strong delusion. Here you go. Verse 11. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. We have already emphasized it. Therefore, God sends them strong delusion, because they have not believed the truth. With God, there is no compromise. One cannot simply combine light and darkness, truth and lie. No. God is true, and His Word is true. And we are so grateful that we live in the time of the calling out, because the ministry of Brother Branham was really to call out from all man-made teachings, traditions, and interpretations out of everything, and to lead back to God, back to the beginning. For as the beginning was, so must the end be. And for this cause, God has given us grace, and we have recognized the time and the hour, what it is all about now. It is really the final call, the last message before the return of Jesus Christ. And we must accept all correction in ourselves and let the word of truth alone prevail. For thus it is written, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. No one can be sanctified who is in error, in false doctrines. This is impossible, but that we may be sanctified in the word of truth and thus in the will of God and experience our preparation for the glorious return of Jesus Christ by grace. Here you go. We read from 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 and 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. This is a very serious word. We have heard the list of the 10 things that exclude us from the kingdom of God. Neither liars, nor adulterers, nor child abusers, and the whole list anyone can read, right down to the slanderers. No slanderer will see the kingdom of God either. No slanderer will be present at the second coming of Jesus Christ. A slanderer is like an adulterer, like a criminal, like a liar, like a sorcerer. A slanderer is a satanic man, and we just have to take note of that. And we live in a time where all these things are happening, where child abusers, where everything that is listed is happening in our time as never before. And if we may then mention what a pain goes through me, for example, when Brother Branham is dragged through the worst slander. It is unbelievable. And I just want to mention it briefly. A few days ago, a man from the Iran came to our office and briefly told us what God is doing. But then he reached into his luggage and took out a book, a really big book, and it was all about Branham and one slander after another. I then said, please make a copy of this. And I then told him, take this book and leave the office. Here is the copy of the book. And from the beginning to the end, he told us, Brother Branham was slandered. Everything has been questioned. His teaching, his experiences, the supernatural things, everything has been doubted, questioned. Nothing but a book of slander. And brothers and sisters, I am one of those who knew Brother Branham for 10 years. And I'm really thankful to God that I have been an eye and ear witness that the Lord has really done the same thing in our time as what he did when he walked on earth. The same ministry, the same prophetic gift, the same gift of healing, everything has been repeated in our time. And John 14, verse 12, has come to pass. He that believeth on me shall do the works that I have done, and even greater works than these. And in the same way, what our Lord said has come true. The Son does nothing but what he sees the Father do. The Son doeth likewise. Our Lord and Savior was also prophet. He was priest. He is all in all. But Moses had said, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. You can read it in Deuteronomy 18. The same ministry was repeated. Brother Branham first saw in a vision what was the matter with a person standing before him for whom he would pray, as it was with our Lord. He could tell people what their name was, who they were, where they came from, what they had done, and what diseases they had. And I repeat myself, the same ministry happened in our time. And thanks be to the Lord that the divine confirmation took place as in the ministry of our Lord. So it happened. Those born blind were given sight. I was there when it happened in August 1955. The dead were raised. Everything that happened in the ministry of our Lord happened in the ministry that the Lord gave to Brother Branham. It was not the man. Brother Branham was a man like us. Elijah, after all, also said, or others said of him, he was a man like us. But this is about God, about what God has done. He did not only send his prophet, as he promised, "Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes." He has given the confirmation of the commission by grace. It was not just a message back to God, back to the Word, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, in all the teachings, in all the practice, we have been brought back to the beginning through the ministry of Brother Branham. And if I may think of that and mention it again, you all know what Brother Branham told me. I am to store up the food that has been recorded on the tape sermons. All those tapes, everything that was said was documented after all. We have what God has done in over 1,000 sermons and can convince ourselves of it. And we do not need to believe a single liar, a single slanderer who neither knew Brother Branham nor knows the Lord, nor has experienced a conversion, let alone received a calling. It is high time that we take it seriously and really thank the Lord God for sending his servant and prophet. If I were to repeat to you all that I have experienced with this man of God, whom I knew for 10 years, and whose meetings I was in all the time, I was at home with him, and I was driving with him in the same car, and I was in the meetings here and there. Brothers and sisters, I am not telling stories. I am an eye and ear witness to what God has done. Therefore, I must say in all seriousness, whoever listens to slander is excluded, like every adulterer, liar, sorcerer, and all these things that are listed in the Holy Scriptures. He is excluded once and for all. So, do not accept anything that does not come from God. And the critics themselves have nothing to show, but are slanderers who are under the curse. So, let us hear a little further. Here you go. We read from Ephesians 4, verse 27. Ephesians 4, verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. This is also part of it. Even Paul had to emphasize, give the slanderer no room. Do not accept him into your house. What does the Apostle John say in his second letter, in verse 7? Whoever does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him, do not greet him at all. It is such a serious thing that needs to be emphasized. And in this meeting, here from Zurich, I must say it, that all who sin and believe what slanderers say about Brother Branham, they drop out just as the slanderers. May God grant mercy, for the commission remains. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you, Brother Branham, are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And brothers and sisters, if even the experience of June the 11th is questioned, then I, as Brother Frank, must stand up and simply say, I personally saw in Jeffersonville, in the meeting, in April 1966, 10, 11, or 12 persons who stood on the Ohio River in 1933 and witnessed the mighty roar. And then Brother Branham got the commission. Many, they testified, fell on their knees when the supernatural light came down and the voice rang out to Brother Branham. I have seen these people with my own eyes, and I may tell you, I actually went to the Ohio River with Brother Rus and some witnesses and stood with my own feet where it happened. Brothers and sisters, God just laid it in such a way that from the very beginning I was made familiar with what God was doing at this time and still continues to do. Here you go. We read from Revelation 3, verse 6. Revelation 3, verse 6. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This simply has to be emphasized several times. He who has an open ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God has to say to the church through the Word of God. And I am convinced that all those who have an ear opened by God at this time will only hear what the Spirit of God has to say to the church. And Brother Branham was the seventh church angel whom God used to really put everything upon the lampstand. In total, there were seven church ages, seven angels in the entire New Testament period. But in the last one, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And then the emphasis, he who overcomes, he who overcomes. And who overcomes? Only he who hears what the Spirit has to say to the churches. He will sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down on my Father's throne. Beloved brothers and sisters, let me say this again. What slander has been spread about our Lord? Has one scribe, a Pharisee, a high priest, a priest, has a single one of them realized that John the Baptist was the fulfillment of Isaiah 40 verse 3 and Malachi 3 verse 1? All continued to read their Torah. All were pious. All kept their Sabbath. But blind leaders of the blind they have been, criticizing again all that our Lord has said and done. Nothing he said was right. Nothing he did was right. They have criticized everything and have thus become the first slanderers. And the last is happening in our time. Here you go. We read the last scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This I believe with all my heart, that all the elect who now truly believe God from the heart, and that is all we can do, and whoever believes will behold the glory of God. Faith is the victory that has overcome the world. Faith in the truth is the victory over all slander, over all that is not of God. And I really say it again. The Lord has given our beloved brother Branham a calling, a sending, a commission, and we thank the Lord for it. And if I may humbly say today, the same brother Branham has repeated to me what the Lord told me when I was called, and has confirmed what the Lord told me on April the 2nd, 1962. Brothers and sisters, I too may say, because of the divine calling and commission, I have the task and the highest responsibility before the living God to preach the word with all truthfulness, and so that all ministering brethren know that Paul was not the only one who preached in his time. He had many co-workers. He had Timothy, Titus, Philemon. In Romans 16, he mentions quite a number of them. And other scriptures mention his co-workers. But none of the co-workers had the same calling, the same supernatural experience. Not one of them had seen the supernatural light. Not one had heard the voice, the audible voice of the Lord. But they had a calling, like Paul, to preach the word. It is the same today. Not one of all the brethren in all nations and tongues has had a direct supernatural experience. Not one has been able to say until today, then the Lord spoke to me, told me such and such. Not one. But all the brothers now have the same right to carry the same word, the same message. And brothers and sisters, as surely as the Lord has called to me with a loud voice, my servant, read 2 Timothy 4. It is addressed to you. Brothers and sisters, you cannot imagine what this means. It's written there, I charge thee therefore before God, who shall judge the quick and the dead, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, for many will arise and present strange doctrines. I have been directly commanded by God to preach only the word. In the same way, Brother Branham was ordained to leave us the spiritual food in the sermons. And in the same way, the Lord has called out to me, my servant, I have ordained you according to Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47, to give out the spiritual food in due season. Not a single brother on earth can say that. But all brothers can pass on the same food because I have received it from the Lord through Brother Branham, just as the men of God received it through the ministry of the Apostle Paul, which they would carry on and proclaim. And so we, in our time, through the ministry of Brother Branham, have received what we are to pass on. And my commission is to pass on to all the brethren throughout the world what the Lord has given us. May God bless all ministering brethren in all languages, in all nations. And may the Lord work mightily in a short time and bring His work of redemption to completion and come again to take us home. I conclude with the words I said when I began to carry out the commission in 1966. Beloved Lord, I will go from city to city. I will preach your word. I will pass on and distribute the food. I have one request to you, that all who have heard your word from my mouth may participate in the rapture and be ready at your return. Be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Carried on eagle's wings over the roaring sea of time, borne on eagle's wings into eternity, over mountains and valleys, ever higher to the heavenly heights, the wings are strong that carry me. The wings on which I stand. And under the same wings, how wonderfully I rest. There is my refuge, my firm and secure house. The enemy may circle above me and aim and peep as he will. The wings are strong that cover me, and under the wings it is quiet. Yes, under the wings sheltered and kept on the wings, that gives a blessed rest, that gives a happy voyage, that gives a sure knowledge in a changing pilgrimage. For under the wings is peace, and on the wings is strength.